Akuta Sicha is Chelek Yud Alef, Parsha Boy Sicha Beis, a summary of the Sicha. The Sicha is also a Siyum on Masechta Pesachim. In this week's Parsha, there is the Pasuk about Pidyon HaBen. The source of the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen is in this week's Parsha. Chol Pcheir Adam Avanecha Tivda, every firstborn of your sons you shall redeem. And the reason is, because the Torah gives, because Hashem redeemed the Hashem saved the Jewish firstborn in Mitzrayim, therefore we have to redeem our firstborn. A question comes up whether if a son was not redeemed by his father when he grows up, how do we know that he has to redeem himself? So there is a difference in the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi learns it from our pasuk in Parsha Boy, that from the psukim, from the way the wording of the psukim, that the son too must redeem himself, not only the father must redeem him. And the Bavli brings it from another pasuk, which is in Parsha Kairach, where the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen is brought in the context of the Matnes Kahuna. There are 24 gifts that a kohen is given, one of which is the 5 shkolim for the redemption of the firstborn. So over there too it mentions the Pidyon HaBen, and there is a pasuk over there that says Padei Sifta, you shall redeem, that a firstborn shall be redeemed. It doesn't say the father, it just says that a firstborn shall be redeemed. There's other details which are brought there, that it has to be in when the child is a month old, that it has to be 5 shkolim. And in that, from those words, the Bavli learns that if the son was not redeemed by the father, then he has to redeem himself. So we need to understand what is the difference whether you bring it from this pasuk or that pasuk, from the pasuk in our parsha or the pasuk in Kairach, and why is it that the Bavli says it from one place and the Yerushalmi brings it from the other place. In order to explain this, we have to first explain what is brought at the end of Masechta Pesachim. It tells a story. Rav Simloi came to a Pidyon HaBen, so they asked him the question. Clearly, the mitzvah, the bracha of Al Pidyon HaBen, Asher Gedushan Mitzvah is upon Al Pidyon HaBen, is made by the father. The question is, who makes the Shechiyonah? Was it the Kayim because he receives the benefit, the 5 shkolim, or is it the father because he's doing the mitzvah? Rav Simloi didn't know the answer, so he went to the Beis Medrash to ask the question, and they said that the father makes both brachas. And the halacha is that the father makes both brachas. So the question needs to be asked, why is it that in order to pose the question of who makes the Shechiyonu, they said clearly it's the father that makes the first bracha. Why did they have to say that? Why didn't you just ask the question of who makes the Shechiyonu? And also the way the Gemara answers the question, that it's the father makes both brachas. Why didn't they just answer the question? The father makes the Shechiyonu. So the explanation is, there are 3 participants in the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. There is the father that does the redemption, there is the son who is being redeemed, and there is the kohen that receives the redemption. Clearly, the kohen, even though he is a part of the mitzvah and he's a participant, but there's no obligation for him to make sure that a Yisrael son is redeemed. He's just a participant you have to use him in order to be redeemed. And the question becomes, as far as the father and the son, there are 2 ways to look at it. We could look at it as it's really the son's mitzvah, but because the son is too young to do it when he's a month old, so the Torah said, let the father step in and do it. But what happens if the father didn't do it and the son is now bar mitzvah and he can do it on his own? So then it becomes his mitzvah, and therefore he would be the one that has the right and the obligation to do that mitzvah. And the father is sort of is out of the picture at this point. Or do we say no? The Torah gave it to the father. It's the father's mitzvah all the time. And if the son grows up and the father hadn't done it yet for whatever reason, it's still the father that has to do it, and it's still the father that would have the mitzvah and the right to do it. Based on this, we can explain the difference between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. According to the Yerushalmi, that says that we learn the mitzvah that a son has to redeem himself if the father didn't do it, from the very psukim in which the Torah tells us about the original mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen, it becomes clear that the father includes the son into the very mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen itself, and therefore it's more logical to say that the reason the father is there is only to step in instead of the son because he's too young, but that the son is included in the original mitzvah of the Pidyon HaBen. And therefore, if the father didn't do it, and now the son is an adult, it's the son's full mitzvah, and the father doesn't have to. It doesn't have a right to insist that it's his mitzvah. But according to the Bavli, that says that the mitzvah that the Torah tells the son that if the father didn't do it, he should do it. Where was that said? That was said somewhere further down in the Torah, where it's just a detail in the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen, similar to the other details of the Pidyon HaBen. It becomes more clear that the father, the Torah gave the mitzvah to the father, and only if the father is unable to or unwilling to do it, so then the son has to step in, just like he has all mitzvahs, so he has this mitzvah too. But in its original state, it belongs to the father. So therefore we can explain the discussion that takes place in the end of Masechta Pesachim. Because in the Bavli sees it in this way. It is the father's mitzvah. It always is the father's mitzvah. Even if the son is an adult, the father still makes the bracha. Pshita, it's clear that the father always makes the bracha, Asher Gedushonu al Pidyon HaBen, because it always remains his mitzvah. It is, in its original state, his mitzvah. And therefore, now comes the question, if we would have said that it was not the father's mitzvah, it was really the son's mitzvah, then it would make more sense to say that the Kohen should be the one to make the Shechiyonu, because the father is only is standing in for somebody else, for the son, in doing the mitzvah. The Kohen, he is actually receiving the benefit of the five shkolim. Therefore, it would make more sense to say that the Kohen should make the Shechiyonu. But now that we say that the father always makes the bracha al Pidyon HaBen, that means that the father, it is the father's mitzvah, so therefore now the question becomes, do we say that the father is an equal participant and therefore he should make it, or do we say that the Kohen should make it? They have equal reason, there's equal reason to say that each one should make it. Which also explains why they answered that he makes both brachas, because what they meant to say was that the reason for making both brachas is for the same reason. Since we accept that it's the father's mitzvah and not the son's mitzvah, therefore he makes the original bracha, and for this reason also he is the one that's going to make the Shechiyonu, because the Kohen is only seen as a secondary participant and that it's really the father's mitzvah. And this explains the connection between the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen with the end of Masechta Pesachim. Why was it placed into Masechta Pesachim? Because the reason for Pidyon HaBen is because the Eibishter saved the Yidden. The Eibishter saved his Bechair. And therefore, it's up to the father to redeem his Bechair. In other words, the point is the same, the Nekuda is the same. That since the Eibishter did his own redemption of the Jewish people, that's why it's the father that needs to do the redemption of the firstborn son, and not that the firstborn son himself has to do the redemption. And that's brought out in Masechta Pesachim, where the story of Pesach is told. This can also explain that story at the end of Masechta Pesachim, the story of Reb Simloi. Ikla, he arrived at a Pidyon HaBen. This means to say that when the Eibishter arrives at the time of Pidyon HaBen, when the time has come, which is now, for the Eibishter to redeem the Jewish people from the Golus HaAchron, he has to do his Pidyon HaBen. The Gemara says it's clear that the Asher Kedushanu Mitzvayisov, that the original bracha, the word bracha means hamshacha, that to draw down the Geula into the world will come from Ha'av. Ha'av refers to Chochmah, in this case Torah. Torah is something that transcends the world. It's 2,000 years, it means 2,000 levels above the world. So that the Bracha, the Geula, will come from a place that is beyond the Hishtalshelus of the world. That's clear, that's the source of the Geula. The question is, the Shechiyonu, which is Lizman Hazeh, how will the Geula be brought into the world? How will it be played out in the world? Once it gets into the world, do we say that it will run its natural course, that it has to develop from level to level and so on, or do we say that it's so therefore that's Kayin Mevarech. Kayin is a Isha Chesed, which means that it'll play out in the Midas, which means in Ishtalshalus. Or do we say that also the Shechiyonu Lizman Hazeh, that the Geula will be played out in the world also in a way that transcends Ishtalshalus, transcends nature, and therefore it'll happen all in one moment without any need for from level to level? And the answer that the Gemara gives is that it's the Av that will make also the Shechiyonu. Both of them are made by the Av. In other words, that the Geula will come into the world also in a way that is L'mayla Mishtalshulus, and will all happen B'shaita Chodah or B'riga Chodah. May it happen speedily in our day.